good,
the bad,
and
the ugly.
The ugly. With Terence Pillay.
Hello, Terence.
Hello, Darren.
So, the burning down schools.
I know. It's crazy. This recent spate of violence and destruction of property in South African schools is beyond disturbing. Well, there have been a number of pretty shocking reports on the behavior of some school children across the country. The most recent that I read involved a group of aggrieved matric pupils from a school in the Eastern Cape who apparently went on a rampage burning down the school's administration block because they demand that they be allowed to write all seven subjects and that their grade 11 report cards reflect they passed all their subjects in 2017 despite having failed was met with resistance from the school. So according to the reports, the pupils went on a rampage burning down school buildings, assaulting the deputy principal. The protest led to 350 pupils failing to write English First Additional Language Paper 1, and according to the Department of Education spokesperson Malim Tima, the pupils and their parents were currently in talks with the school, the Department of Education, the police and unions to come to a common understanding on the way forward. So here's the thing for me. Why is anyone even in talks with these criminals? And yes, they are criminals because they've broken the law. They've destroyed property. They assaulted a person, which is illegal. They should be charged accordingly and made to face the repercussions of such behavior. I don't care that they're young and that they're in high school. What exactly is the message that we're sending out to these children by mollycoddling them and excusing this violent and criminal behavior? And what will they take away from this, that they can destroy property and commit crimes with impunity when they don't get their way?
Well, that does beg the question, why would they have to behave any differently to any other protest that's been happening in South Africa in the last 10 years? Because the destruction of property in order to get your voice heard seems to be the only thing that works.
Yes, 100%. But these.
So if they want to affect real change and action, then they need to be more serious about their protests.
100%, but that is not the way to do it. You can protest, but you don't have to go and destroy property. You don't have to behave in this criminal behavior where you light down a school building, where you burn books, where you assault people. That's criminal. You should go to jail for that. If I came to work today and I protested this pink shirt that
Salmon.
You're wearing and hit you over your head, should I not be charged with assault?
Yeah. I hear what you're saying, but I'm saying that the kids' behavior is no different to the protest culture that we have.
Our leaders
don't react to protest anymore. The protesters have had to up the ante, and it's been progressive. It's been more and more and more loud and more numbered and more violent, and finally they start getting some some reactions.
What I'm saying to you is that is wrong.
It is wrong.
It should not be the case. And just because it is the way it is now doesn't mean that should be the case. There are better ways of getting your voice heard.
It's a tricky one because so many of these kids are under the age too young to be criminally prosecuted in that way, aren't they?
Then their parents should be criminally prosecuted. You need to hit these kids where it hurts the most. You don't study for your exams and you fail your exams. So because you're not going into the next grade now, you must go and burn down the principal's office. That is absolute hogwash. And the fact is, this is just one story of the kind of rampant disregard for authority and the law that schoolgoers have in this country. 20% of South African teachers believe that schools are violent places and suspect that their students and colleagues are armed. This is according to a survey conducted by the Human Sciences Research Council with the Department of Education among more than 20,000 teachers at 1,380 schools across the country. Now, a few years ago, pupils at a school in Montclair in Durban vandalized their school in an attempt to oust their principal. They used stones and chairs to break the windows. They trashed offices, including destroying computers, and some even carried bush knives to school. And in February this year, violence broke out in a school in Rossborough, where pupils went on a rampage to protest overcrowding at the school. And 2 years ago, an office and a library were vandalized during a protest at a school in Soweto, all over a suspension of a teacher. My point to you is, what is the solutions here? This is not the way we behave. It's not acceptable.
I don't have an answer for this. So let's throw this out to you. What kind of a solution would you think would be for this of these violent protests, these destructive protests that are happening at our schools throughout KZN and throughout the country. What do you think the solution would be? I'd love to hear from you. You can give us a call.
Our number is 089-310-9495.
You can even WhatsApp us. Leave us a voice note if you want to.
061-792-9495.
East Coast
Breakfast. The good.
The good.
The bad.
The bad.
And
the ugly.
The ugly. With Terrence Pillay.
Okay, Terrence, the question this morning is, what can be done? We have our children who are burning schools, vandalizing school property, intimidating teachers, and it's happening throughout the entire nation, and a hell of a lot of it happening here in KZN. What could be done? What can be done about this? We've got Barry on the line. Morning, Barry.
Hey, Darren, how are you?
Lekker, man. What, this does seem like an unsolvable problem. What suggestions do you have?
Look, I currently go to school, right? So I've got many gripes with the education system as it is.
Sure.
But I think it all has to start at government, because if you look at it, majority of what's happening is happening in government schools, right?
Mm.
And government needs to pay more attention to education in South Africa. If you just look at other education systems, specifically in Scandinavia, in that area, they pay teachers. Teachers are some of the top paid people in the entire country.
Yeah.
And also, basically, they fund schools. And in South Africa, government doesn't really pay that much attention. And also, so I think it has to come from government.
So the solution to the protests, according to Barry, is that listen to the protesters, give them the infrastructure they need, give them the teachers they need, give them the safety on the premises that they're asking for, and they'll stop protesting. That's what Barry thinks. So what do you think about that?
You must remember also in the Scandinavian countries that he's talking about, a lot of the emphasis is on technical training at schools as well. So you're talking about artisans, you're talking about technicians and that kind
of
thing.
So you're saying we need to relook at our
education structure. You need to look at that. And of course you need to look at the education structure, but the point of the matter is you need to look at what these kids are protesting. So there was the school in March, a 17-year-old Avoca secondary pupil was arrested for malicious damage to property following a chaotic protest by a large number of pupils who burned tires and stone vehicles on the road. The pupils demanded that they wear braids or hair extensions to school, which currently is not permitted by the school code of conduct. They also raised the issue of not having sports facilities at the school and the tuck shop selling unhealthy food at ridiculous prices and things like that. At the time, Education Department spokesperson Kwazi Mtechwa said the department does not condone such acts of anarchy at schools. He said pupils should not vandalize property as they will be arrested for such acts of criminality. In June this year, the Minister of Basic Education, Angie Mosheka, planned to lobby for a change in legislation to ensure that pupils who burn schools and infrastructure are punished harshly. Mosheka also wanted a new legal dispensation to make sure that those found guilty of destroying school properties are sentenced to longer terms. So what I'm saying to you is, yes, of course South Africa needs this overhaul in its education system. There are huge structural inequalities, and we all know about that, right? But you can't compare South Africa to Norway or Scandinavian countries and that kind of thing. But what you need to look at is why these kids are protesting. If you fail an exam, you need to retake it. You need to repeat your year, because that's just the way things are. You should study harder and pass your exam so you ensure that doesn't happen. You can't go and burn down a library and burn down the very books you're meant to be studying from, by the way, simply because you failed your exam. Or you're not allowed to wear hair extensions to school.
No, well, that is I understand that gripe. All right. No,
so that's my point.
That doesn't seem to be an easy fix. There needs to be help from the students and from parents and from government.
Yeah, there's a multi-pronged approach, of course.
All right. Thank you, Terrence.
Thanks, Darren.
East Coast Breakfast.
Breakfast.